on Daf Chof Tesam at Beis, let us just start. Rav Ashi Masni Hochi. It's around 10 lines from the top. Rav Ashi Masni Hochi, Omar Abolonzo, Moitema Maima Lebeishane, Dochi Dechia Gemuhe, Pitzoroso Chalitza Nami Loiboy. Don't assume, according to Beis Shammai, if one makes Maimar Neyeveme, so her sister becomes an Achais Isha and does not need Chalitza. Elo Deiche Umeshaya. It is Deiche Umeshaya. That means that the Maimar accomplishes that when the sister falls, a Kinyan Zike is not Chal. So therefore, the Balos Maimar does not become Osur als Achais Zukukasai, because the Kinyan Zika that the Yavam gets in every Yavama is not Chal, since the Balas Maima was there first. So she prevents the Kinyan Zika from being Chal. But Le'idach Gise, the Yavama is still an Eishes Hameis, and she needs Chalitza als Eishes Hameis. She does not become an Erve Gemura. Amar Rav Ovin afanan nami tanine. So Rav Ovin brought a raya to Rav Elozo. Beishamai oimrim yekaimu. We heard in the Mishnah that Abo Achim shnaim em nesuyim beiz achoyes umeisu an nesuyim es achoyes. So it says in the Mishnah that lechatchile they give them chalitze. Kodmu vekonsu yekaimu. If the Beis Shammai holds that if they were miyabim, each brother was miyabim, one sister, with the eved, they're permitted to keep them. So yibum is only a with the evedik inyan. Yekaimu en lechad chilulai. Bisal ke daitoch maima le Beis Shammai doiche dechia gemura. But if you hold that Maimah, according to Beis Shammai, is doichet chiyah gemura, is ze yasa Maimah v'yitche, v'ze yasa Maimah v'yitche. So let each brother make Maimah, and the Maimah will make that the other sister will become an erve. She becomes an achesish. If you hold Maimah doichet chiyah gemura, so that means that her sister becomes an elf and she doesn't need chalitz anymore. And then he'll be able, each yavam will be able to be miyabim, each sister. After the maimer. So Zaraya, that maimer is not doiche dechiye gemura. This we had learned yesterday. The elo, so now the gemara asks Akasha, fine, you have a raya. Bahoktoni, we learned in the Mishnah, Beishamai Oimrim Ishtoi Imoi, Bahalozu Teitze Mishum Achais Isha. How do you learn Shat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said that, Ishtoi Imoi, that after the Maimel, she's mutter to remain with him. She does not become an achois zekuke because of the nefila of her sister. But that's one thing. Bahalozu teitzei mishum achis isha, and the sister is teitzei. There's no chiyav chalit on the sister anymore because she's an achis isha. So we see klal that maimer is doiche dechiyah gemura. Now, it's meiridik that the Gemara slugs up Tavashi. Now, he didn't see the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah says this. That's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that speaks about this is not a favor from the Mishnah in Uktzin. This is the Mishnah that is speaking about Maimer according to Beis Shammai. And the Mishnah says, "Klo ishte imbay valuzu teitze mishum achis isha." So, be emesin Taisvis We won't learn the Tosfos in, but Tosfos and the Chavtes Medalev says that Be'emesin, the Mishnah can be learned according to Rav Ashi, and it can be understood according to Rav Ashi also. Be'emesin, the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Be'shamai oimrim ishtoi imoi. Ishtoi imoi means that he's permitted to remain with his wife. The maimer he had made with her permits him that the zikah should not be chal. She's not considered an achos zekuke. So ishtoi imoi. Ba'alozu teitzei mishum achos isha means, so since he's permitted to be with the balas maimer, he can then make yibum. And after the yibum, alazu teitzei mishum achos isha. We do not have to learn that with the maimer, her sister becomes an achos isha already. We could learn the maimer only enables him that it should be ishtoi imoi, that she does not become an achos zekuke, and therefore one can make yibum, and then, but there is an etzah how to make her sister an elve through yibum. After the maimer, yibum is permissible. That's Bemison, how Rav Ashi learned. The Gemara who asks Akasha and Rav Ashi, he learned that that's not the flow of the Mishnah. The Pashtus Lashon of the Mishnah would seem that with the Maimer alone, Halazu Teitzei Mishum Achos Isha. That's the Kasha of Rav Ashi. So that means Rav Ashi also was well aware of the Mishnah, but Rav Ashi was a little matrik in the Mishnah, and the Gemara did not want to be save all this, and that's why the Gemara is asking on Rav Ashi. Hello. Yeah, so okay, so now we have Akasha and Rav Ashi. So now we have to understand though what we do with the raya of Rav Ovin. Rav Ovin had brought a raya from the first Mishnah in the third Perek, that it says Yekaimu ein lechatchil eloi. According, if you hold Maima doiche dechiyeh gemurim. So you have an eitzah to make maimer. Each yovon can make maimer in one sister, and then he'll be able to make yibum lechatchila. So the Gemara answers: Ela yevomed the chazir lekulu chazir lemiktzasa, yevomed the loy chazir lekulu loy chazir lemiktzasa. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says: Hachi garsina, Ela. We slugged up Rav Ashi. So you had a kasha in the Mishnah of Abba Achim. So let each Yavam make maimer and it'll be doiche achoisa. It'll take away this of achoisa kuke and it'll make her an elva, make her an achoisa isha. It's not similar to our Mishnah. In the case of our Mishnah, when the first sister fell to him, when he made Maimer, he then was able to do all the components, all the chalokim of mitzvah yibum. This yabein, if he wanted to, he could have made yibum, the lachloitz, hilkach chozi lemitzasayu lemaima. So then a person, as we had mentioned yesterday, that maima is also meidine yibum. And maima was given to a person who is able to be mekayim mitzvahs yibum bishleimis. So he can make yibum, he can make chalitza, he can also make maimer. Hilkachosi lemitzasayu lemaimer. The maimer dachya chayisa lechshatipul, and the maimer will make, the maimer is a kinyan ishus in the yavama, which will make that her sister, when she'll fall to yibum, will become an achis isha. That is the maima of our mission. Abol hosom, but the maima in the first mission of the Perek, the tavayu noflu koide maima. There we're speaking about that both sisters fell to the two brothers before they made maima. V'loichazi likulu milidiyavame. So Bishas, when they wanted to make maima, they were unable to make Yibum. They were not B'nai Yibum then anymore because each one was an Achayisik Uke. Is a person who is not able, is not capable to make Kol Mili Di Yibomeh, Leichos Yile Miktoso, so he's unable to make Maima also. Lefikach Ein Maima Doiche Achayisik. Now we're going to start a little, a new sugya. Boi Rabbe. Rabbe Kler da Shaila. Maima le Beishamai Nisuin Oise Oi Eresin Oise. Maima is kain according to Beishamai. Does it make Nisuin? Does it become after the Maima? Does she become a Nisue? Or is she an Aruse? Omalei Abaye. So Abaye is Rabbe. What is the Shaila? Lamai Ilchese. What is your Shaila that you're declaring that it should she have Dinei Nisuin after Maima? Ileime Liyosho Letamelo. If you're declaring a Shaila that after Maima the Yovan will be able to Yarshin her, he'll be able to be mitamet to her if he's a koyin. So that is your shaila. So he asks him, hasht aruse ba'ome. An aruse, toni rabchiye ishtoy aruse, loy oinen v'loy mitamet lo. V'cheini loy oinenes v'loy mitamet loy. Meisa eino yersho. By an aruse, if his wife dies, he doesn't yashina. Meisu, if the husband dies by, the oldest dies, goivik suboso. Is ovid bo maimer mi boy? So abaye est rabba akasha, how could you clear a shaila that maimer should give him more koiches than an oldest says an arusoso? Madachan Oros is not Metamelo. Madachan Oros is not Yerishoisa. Madachan Oros is not Meifil Nidoreho Levadoi. So about Maima should be able to. So we have to understand what is Pshat in Abaye, that Abaye held for Adova Poshet, that Maima is Zicha not better than Eresen. So now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Eshrek lecha Rashi, Hashta aruse, de kidushin dido di eraise. Madoch by aruse, that the kidushin is minat toire. Toni rabchiye eine yersho ve eine metamelo. If the Eresin is minatoyrets, any Yerushev, any metamelo, Maimer Yevomim mi derabonon hu. Maimer Yevomim is only a derabonon. Da mi deraise Yevomim yoveyale kosav rachmone. The minatoyri you need Yibom, Yevomim yoveyale. Is mi boy, so what's the shayla? So this is a shrek l'cherashi. The Gemara was clearing a shaila according to Maima LeBeishamai. Now, Maima LeBeishamai, we had here, this one svara, Maima's koine kinyin gomo, she doesn't even need chalitza after the Maima. There's another svara, Maima doiche dechiye gemure, after you make Maima, her sister becomes an achis isha. So we're speaking about the Araisis Chamuris, we're speaking about the Issa Yevom Alishuk, and Maimer is able to accomplish that the Balas Maimer doesn't need Chalitze if you hold Maimer Koine Kinyin Gomor. Al-Kasisne sicher, dass er nicht Chalitze, er verhält Maimer Deuchet, Chie Gemurre. And all of a sudden, and we're klein gescheile, she in the Suha and Arusa, so the Gemara says, listen, she can't be better than an Arusa. So Rashi says, why? Because it's a Darabono. How could Maimer be a Darabono and can accomplish all these things? So by Emerson, this Kasha, all the Shoinim, Toysvus and Amadalov asks this Kasha, the Rashba asks this Kasha, it's a Pella de Kerashi. Let us just say two Mahalchim in Rashi, just to understand Rashi. The Orech Laner wants to say that we had three Mahalchim in our Gemara. Maimer Koine Kinyigomo, that means the Balas Maimer doesn't need Chalitze. Maimer Doiche Dchie Gemure, that means that her sister doesn't need Chalitze, her sister becomes an Erva Bachesishe. And then we had a third side. Of Maimer Doiche Umeshaya. And the third side was, the sister does need Chalitze. Maimer can accomplish that the Iser Zike, which is an Iser Darabonon, will not Aser the Balas Maimer. If she made Maimer first, so that will make that she's not considered a Chayse Kukosa. So the Ochaner wants to say, that Rashi learned, that Abaye learned like the third side. Abaye learned like the third side. Maimer Deicha Meshaya. The third side, we could say Maimer is only Koine Midarabona. We see that it's Deicha Meshaya. She doesn't become an emissary Eishas Ish, because we see the sister needs Chalitze. So Memele, so that's what Elchaner wants to say. According to the Mahalchim and the Gemara, That Maimer's Koine Kinyigomos, Maimer Doichet Chie Gmure, so Tzicha De Reise. But Abaye held like Ravashi. So Memele, that's why Abaye is on. According to Ravashi, that Tzicha, that Maimer cannot in any way be better than Eresen, since Maimer is a Darabob. The Rashba says, another teretz on Rashi. The Rashba says, love, that we have to learn Rashi with a grain of salt. That's what the Rashba says. That what Rashi says, it's not a deraisa. You have to learn Rashi with a grain of salt. Love le memre, the sover horav, the maimer le beishamai en koine din teire, maimer zicher koine min a teire, Ela she'enoi goymer ki kiddushin di eiraise, ve'en chayovin olav skile ki nara hamuroso. He says that even if you hold that Maimer is min ha-teire, but Maimer is less than Yibum. The Gemara says in kiddushin, bia goymeres bo, ve'en kesef v'shtar goymerim bo. Exactly what he means, legabi, this din gemar, I don't know. Exactly what he means, that min ha-teire it's not goymer, and mi darabonon it's goymer, I also don't know exactly in which nekuda do we assume that maimer is goymer mi darabonon. He says another din. We see that maimer is kill from Eresin, that is no chiyev skila on the balas maimer. That means she's an eishes ish without a chiyev skila. Others say it is only a lav. So we see al koponim that the issues of a balas maimer, a fully old maimer koine kinyegomor, is psashvachere issues. So that's why the Gemara held for a svare pshute that maimer can zicher not be better than eris and eris, which is goimer. Now, let us learn all the Rashis, which Rashi is explaining the halachas which apply by an Arusa and by an Nesua. By an Arusa, it says, Loi oinam li osa bekotchem. Like this, the halacha is, if Rachman and Nitzlan, a korev dies, so, aninis yem rishin di araise, so the first day, the korev, who his korev died, is adin oinam, he's also to eat kochim in a teire. So if he only made Erisin and his wife, she's not considered his kaiva, and therefore there's no, he's not an oino, loy oino, so he's muta bekotcha. V'loy metame, a second aloche, he's not metame to his wife, she's only an arusa. Im kayenu, do lav she'eiroi akorev elofi. The Torah said that when the Torah said that a husband is permitted to be metamet a wife, that's a sheirei akor of elof. That is dafke nesuin, and so erisin. There's no kuve that the kuve of ishus is chal ben nesuin. So memele he's not permitted to be metamet her. Kozman she didn't become a nesuin. Vechein he loy einenis liyos asura bekotchim. If the Orus dies, so she's also not an Oinenis. V'loy metamis. Now here Rashi got stuck. Bishloime by a husband, you can say it's speaking about a Kohen. A Kohen is not permitted to be metame to stam a person, only to Kroivim. So he's telling us that a Kohen is not permitted to be metame to Anarus. But when we're speaking about her, she's a bas koyim, is not muzer and tume. So what is pshat v'loy metames, that she's not metametim? She can be metamet to anyone. There's no isurei tume. So Rashi says, eina tzricha lehis asik boy. Rashi means something else. That means there's a mitzvah lehis asik b'kvuras hameis. There's a very interesting Loshen HaRambam. The Rambam, Perik Beis, Aloche Vov, Milchus Avelis, says as follows. Kamo Chamura Mitzvah Avelis. We see the Chayma of the Mitzvah of Avelis. Shereini Nidachas Loi Hatume Mipnei Kroivov Kidei that in order that the Kohen should be able to be misasik bikvuras kreivot, so the Torah was matter the Yisrael Tume. So the Rambam learns, he's giving a time of the Kroh, the Torah was matter the Yisrael Tume kedei to enable the kohen to be misasik be kvuras kaiva shenama ki im lesheiroi akorev So we see from the Rambam that there's an inyan lehis asik with a mace, and the Torah was matir the iser tumet in order to enable him to be misasik. So Rashi seems to be saying that what it says, v'loy mitamis, so Rashi says, eino tzrich lisasik, but that's what it means. It doesn't mean that she's not permitted to be mitame, because by a bas kohen there's no issa tumah whatsoever. Eino tzrich lisasik, boy. She doesn't have to be misasik, because the orus is not her kohen. Lav davke noket v'loy metamis. Not, don't take the lashon literally that she's not permitted to be metame, because there's no issa not to be metame. The b'nois arin lehusru ala tume. Ela aidi de noket loyeinenes itzrich lei. It has to say loyeinenes that is there's no dinei aninus on her noket v'loy metamis. The boy lemismi tarti bedido ubedidei kach shamati. So the pashtus loshen of Rashi, Rashi is saying that what Rab Chiya said, that isha aruse is loy metames. So lochere Rashi seems to be saying that there's no chiyuv on her to be misasik bikvuras in the kvura of her orus, because because the kulve, the relationship of an oros, is not a kulve which is mechayev hisaskus. So let us go a little further. So what would mean by then a nesua after nesuin? So then would be metamis, and metamis would mean then the zachiyev to be mesaskus. That lochayre is the first pshat in Rashi. Now, before we go further, we have started off saying a loshon Rambam. The Rambam mentioned that the Torah was matter, his askus. The Torah was matter tume by a korev of a koyin, kedei she yisase kimoim. That's why the Torah was matter tume. But then the Rambam says a very mechudish tika halochim. The Rambam says, "Bamed vorim amurim b'schorim, shehuzaru ala tume." The schorim, there's an iser tume, so the Torah was matter the tume. Kedei they should be misasik. So it seems there's a chiv on them kedei to misasik. Avol hakeheinois oyel ve'enom mizoris ala tume. Einon mitzuvois lehistame lekroivim. So they don't have the chivis askus. A woman who doesn't have an isur tumah doesn't have a chivis askus. Ela imrotzu mistameis vimlav loy mitameis. So the Rambam was mekasher, the isur tumah and the chiv letameis together. A zocher, a coin that the Torah was matter, the iser tume kedei should be misasik bekvure. So this zohar is both things. He has the chiv and the heter. There's no iser letamis. And the keve who does not have an iser tume doesn't have a chiv. If she wants, she doesn't have to be misasik at all by a nosui. So the Raivet asks on the Rambam, Kasha, or the Sanye, Ishtai, Arusai, Loyoinim, Veloy Metamelo. So the Raivet asks on our Gemore. It says, Ishtai, Arusai, Loyoinim. Ho, Nisue, Metameloi. Aber on Nisue, Weissi, is the Zachiv to be Metamel. And according to the Rambam is saying, telling us on Nisue, there's no Chiv to be Metamel. That is the Raivet's Kasha on the Rambam. In Lechere, the first Loshen of Rashi is like the Raivet. Now Rashi says, V'li nire, Rashi says, I have another Pshat. Kach shamati, that's the Pshat I heard. That's Lechere, the Raivet's Pshat. V'li nire, v'loi metame kegoin beregel, she Yisraelim muzorim alatume b'nivlosom loy sego. Now what is the second pshat in Rashi? So the Shagasarye in Simen Samach Vov seems to say pshat as follows, and he says the Rambam learned like the second pshat. The Gemara tells us in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah that Yisraelim muzhorim ala tume beregel. Yontif, a Yid, is not permitted to be metame himself. And the Shagasarye says, why not? So the Shagasayi says, because there's a mitzvah every day to eat Shalmei Simcha. There's a mitzvah every day to eat Kotshim, Shalmei Simcha. That was a chelik of the smacht of Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem. You should eat Shalmei Simcha. That was the epitome of Simcha, to eat Shalmei Simcha. Now, if a person will be metame himself, so he's making himself unable to eat Shalmei Simcha. So there's a issa. One is not permitted to be metam himself beregel, because by doing this he's being mafkia from himself the mitzvah of achilas shalmei simcha. So the Shagasarye says women are also mechuyev in achilas shalmei simcha. That's what the Rambam held and that's what Rashi held. So, Mamela, this is pshat in the Veli Nire, in the second pshat in Rashi. That Rashi, Bemison holds like the Rambam. There's no chiyuv on a woman to be metamah to a korev. No, it says, umetamah sloy, there's a heter. That means, even though, mitzad her commitment to eat shalmei simcha, there should be a din, that she should not be metam herself, but she is permitted
to be metamet to a Torah husband. That means if she wants to, she's permitted. And there won't be a tviya on her. Why were you metamet herself? She had a legitimate reason. There's no chiyuv, but if she wants, she could be metamet herself. So that is pshat. So now the lashon is good. V'loy metamis, she's not permitted to be metam herself to an orus. It's mutal aleh to remain toyer. But if she debayed nisuin, she's permitted to be metam herself to her husband. Goyvik subosa, but the cost of lomin eirasim, metukme beksubis veper kakoisif. So, bekitza, let us get back to the Gemara. Rabbi at Claire the Shaila, Maima, according to Beis Shammai, does it make Erisin or Nisuin? And Abaye asked, I don't understand your Shaila. Maima can Zicha not be better than Erisin? So whatever Schus one does not have by Erisin, Abala Baima also doesn't have. So what's your Shaila if it's Erisin Oisa or Nisuin Oisa? So the Gemara says, "Ve'elo le'inyan mesira lechupe." Now, the Gemara explains now what the shaila of Rabbi was. The shaila was, "Do you need mesira lechupe? My nisuin oise veloi boi mesira lechupe, oidilme eirisin oise uboi mesira lechupe." Now, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "V'loy boy mesira lechupe din bo aleho bal kolcho b'loy chupe koni b'boy sula fuki begite sagilo." Now, let us just explain this Gemara for a few minutes. What the Gemara is claiming? The Tosfos HaRosh brings down. We know there's Erisin and Nisuin. Nisuin is, there's Nitoisef in Nisuin, different Schusim, what the husband gets in his wife after Nisuin. Now, this procedure of Nisuin, which is Hachnosa L'Rshusoi, that means there's the Chalukah day is exactly what is the Nisuin, but the gather of Nisuin is Hachnosa L'Rishusoi, that she enters the Rishus of her husband. Let us just elaborate. Bizman Chazal, they made Erisin. Erisin was a Kinyan. He gave her a ring, a red Mekodeshesli. He lived in his house. She was with her father. She's Knuyaloi. She wasn't Nichnas L'Rishusoi. She's Berishus Aviyo. After they made Nisuin, she's Nichnas L'Rishusoi. She enters his Rishus. Others say Pshat, that the Inyan by a Chasen, we make together the Erisin and Nisuin, that the first the Chasen goes down, and then the Kala goes down. Pshat is when the Chasen goes down, she's Koine the Mokim with Iluch. So this becomes his Rishus. So the Kala enters his Rishus. It's Nichnasol L'Rishus. That's the Inyan of Chupa. That's the Inyan of Nisuyin. But by this Inyan of Nisuyin, she has to do it Mirtzoyna. That means she can't be forced into this. She has to do this Mirtzoyna, and the Taisus HaRosh brings a posik as Biti Nosati Le'ishaza. They're speaking about that the father is marrying off his daughter. As Biti Nosati, you can't take her since you made Erisin, so she's yours already? No. In order to become a Nesue, she has to be Nichnas L'Rishuscha Mirtzoyna. You can't do it Balkocha. That is Nisuin. So now, the Gemara clear the Shaila, and we'll see as the procedure progresses what the study of Shaila was, but the Gemara clears the Shaila like this. After Maima, so we know after Erisin, we know Klo, Nisuin cannot come about without the Rotza in Haisha. She has to be maskim to be Nichnas L'Rishusoi. She has to be maskim for Ishus, And then Nisuin is chal. Without her rotzen, there's no Nisuin. So the Gemara clarified the shaila, what's after Maimer? Maimer nisuin oiso, so what does that mean? That after Maimer, already the schusim of nisuin belong to the Baal Maimer. And therefore he can be boil or Baal Kolchach. And the be is koine, because that schus he does have after Maimer. Or maybe no, Maimer eiris in oiso, and he doesn't have this schus. That is the Gemara Shaila. And let's just go a little further and try to elaborate a little more. So the Gemara says, that's a Shaila. May nisuin oisa, v'loi boi mesira l'chupa. That means that after Maimer already can be boil ha bar kochach, he doesn't need a heter ishus mirtzoino. He has a right already to be boil ha bar kochach, and the beer will be koine. Oidul me eresin oisa. Maybe Maimer makes Eresin, uboi mesira l'chupa. And in order for him to be able to make beer, you first need Mesira L'chupa, that she's Moisa herself, that he should have a Kenyan Ishus in her. Then he's able to be Boiler, but not before. That was the Shaila. Omalei, so he asked him, Hashta loy ovid ba Maimer. He says, I don't understand. What if he wouldn't have made Maimer? Ksiv yevome yovi alea bal kocho. That means a Yevome is always Birshus HaYevom, that he could be boil her without her rotzen. So if he didn't do anything, there's only a Zikil Yibum. He has the right and the power to be boil her bar kocha. Ovid bo maima mi boy, if he made maima already, that means he was ready a koina kinyan issues. So, mi boy, amalai in. Yeah, I have a shayla. Yikashis nakashe. Sha'ani oimer kola oiser maimer biyevemtoi. When a person makes maimer biyevemtoi, polcho mimenu zikas yevomim. That means this is already a new matzav already. Before maimer, she's a yevome, and there's a zike for yibum, and then there's a din bola, it could be miyabba bakolcho. That is Kolzman, he didn't make Maima. When he made Maima, Polcho mimenu zikas yevomim. So that Seder becomes bottle. V'chol oleh zikas eiresin. Now it's already chala zika of eiresin. Now it's a new parsha already. And the Mefoshim ha-Mavayah, Rav Nochem is Mavayah. What is the Shaila now? The Shaila is, forget about, there's no zikas yevomim. Forget about it. Now the Shaila is, does Maimer bring with itself a schus issues that you don't need Mesira L'chupa Midaita? Or no, as long as he made Maimer, now in order for him to get schus issues, you need Mesira L'chupa. She has to want already. Maimer is a new Seder. And the Ritva brings a beautiful explanation in the Shaila of the Gemara. He says it matters how we learn Pshat and Chumash. How do we know Bechlal that Maimer is Koine? It says, Ulekocha loy leisha, Yivama Yovele, Ulekocha loy leisha v'yibma. Ulekocha loy leisha is, Ulekocha loy leisha is, from that we learn out Maimer. That's where we learn out Maimer. So the Ritva says, we can learn two ways in this posik. Kiven shelekocha, as soon as he gave her kesef, nasis loy leisha, that means the kesef makes her for an isha, and isha means he has dine ishus in her, which an ogus doesn't have. The yibma, now I can make yibum bal kocha. So in the pasuk it tells us that after ulekocha loy, she becomes leisha. Or you can learn pshat, ulekach aloi, leisha, you have to make in her a maisa isha. That means ulekach aloi, you have to take her, you have to give her kesef, and then there's a new din, you have to make a maisa liyais isha. You have to make chupa also. And then the yibma. So the shaila of the Gemara, what happens after Maima? Does Maima give him already schusim in order to he has schusay issues in her already that he could be miyabim bal kocha? Or no? The polcha mimeno, that's sure, ayavam, it's not already. This is a new seder. But does he get this schus from Maima, yes or no? And the Ritva says that's the shaila, how we learn pshat in the posik le'isha. That's the shaila of the Gemara. What does Rashi say? Bal kocho, dekonilo, v'nasas kishter l'choldova bibiye bal kocho, she'ein bachupe. V'cholov zikas eresin unisuin shal sha'anoshim. Now she has already a different parsha. That is the shaila of the Gemara. So Rama wants to be poishet the shaila toshma. We learned a Mishneh sheimeres yavam, a yavama that is falling liyibu. Bein yavam echad. Say there's one brother. Bein shnei yavamim. Say there's two brothers. She's falling to two brothers. Rabbeloza oime yafe. Abulosa says, Amayu de Kechidish, so one brother can be made for her Nedorim. We're before Yibum, we're before everything, and the brother can be made for the Nedorim. Rabbi Yeshua Oime Le'echad V'loy L'shnayim. Rabbi Yeshua says, you know, if she's falling to one brother, I agree with you. If she's falling to two brothers, they can't be made for the Nedorim. Rabbi Kiva Oime Loy Le'echad V'loy L'shnayim. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with both of them. Say by two brothers, say by one brother, they don't have a koyach to be made for the Nedorim. Before anything, they don't have a koyach. Vavinimbo. So when we learned this Mishnah, so we tried to understand the Mishnah. So we said as follows. Bishloim Rabbi Kiva Sovar Ein Zike Afilu Lechad. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zike. That means that before Yibum, there's no Kinyan issues that the Yavam has in the Yavamah. So if there's no Kinyanishas that he has in the Yavamah, so he can be made for Nedorim. A husband can be made for Nedorim. Ein Ziki, afilu lechad. There's no Kinyanishas. Le Rabbi Yeshua, so that's why he says he can't be made for. So Rabbi Kiva, you understand. Le Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, lechad yeh Ziki, letrei ein Ziki. I also understand Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds if there's only one Yavam, so he says she's cooked to him, she's married to him, fine. Letrei, but if you have two, there's two brothers, so who is she zakuk to? Who has ish? We're talking about an ishus deraisa that should be bekoich to be made from the dorel without anything else. Letrei ain't zike. So you also understand. Ella Rabbi Lozo, but according to Rabbi Lozo, Nehei Nami de Kosova Yesh Zike. Good. Rabbi Lozo holds Yesh Zike. So I, Bishloi Melechad Mefer. So if she fell, there's only one Yavam. So I understand, so he's Bekoich to be Mefer, fell before the Yibum. He has Zike in her. Ella Letrei Amai, but if there's two brothers, how could one brother be Mefer? Let us see Rashi. Ein zike de tevi kiknus bafilu bechad heichad aleka lechad avadi alei ramye. Rabbi Kiva, even though she's ziche azikuke, that has to be in this yabim from him, afilochi ein zike. And Rabbi Yeshua, letrei ein zike, de lo yadinin lahaymi nai ramye. To which one will she become a yevome? That means, Kol's man, it's not Nisbara, and there was no Birur of Yibum, so each one, since it's has a Shvacha Zik. But according to Rabbi Lozo, so one he holds Yesh Zik. But Trei Amai, nei nami di Yesh Zik, afilu letrei, that means there's a din zike that since each one is a potential husband, each one is a potential miyabim, so a potential miyabim also has a koyach to be mefer. but there's only going to be one miyabim. So you can't say that. So you can't say that he'll be meif and the other won't be the miyabim. That doesn't make sense. So al kolchoch, the before yibum yos is a koyach, but the one that'll make yibum is a koyach. But you can't say one brother should be meif. Who says he'll be the miyab? There's another brother around. So we didn't understand Pshat and Rabbi Loza. For Omar Rab Ami, Hochi b'maya skinen k'goyin da'ovet bo mayma. We're speaking about that he made mayma, that the Yovom made mayma. U'beishamai hi Rabbi Loza holds like beishamai, doma mayma k'yne k'inyin gomo. Mayma is k'yne k'inyin gomo. So that is Pshat and Rabbi Loza. Nine of Pshat and Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza is speaking about that one Yovan made Maima, and Rabbi Loza holds like Beishami the Maima is Koine Kinyin Gomel. So Maima is Koine Kinyin Gomel. So if the Maima is Bekoyach to be made for the Nidor. See Amrit Bishloimen Nisuin Oisa. If you'll say that, now let's go back to your Shilas. If you hold Nisuin Oisa. Mishim hochi meifa, that's ike be meifa. Ale yamret eresen oisa, heichi motzi meifa. If it only makes eresen, posnan, naram, urosa, avio, bailo, mefim, dere, an oros can be meifa in the dorim alo. He can only be meifa, bishut fesa. And here it says, Rabbi Lezer oima yofa. So we see Rabbi Lezer holds that maimon nesuin oisa. So there's a moiridike kasha that the Rishonim asked, the Rashba asked this kasha. The Rashba asks, the whole flow of the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara started clearing a shayla, is maima eresen oisen nesuin oisen. It doesn't make eresen, it doesn't make nesuin. So the Gemara says, now what is your shayla? Do you have a havamina that it's better than an oros? It can't be better than an oros. No shayla. So the Gemara made away. That's ich no shaila. If an oris is not yoyrish, Baal Maim is also not yoyrish. No shaila. So the whole shaila was, we cut a different shaila. If Maim and the Sunaisa means that he has a schus to make be a Baal Kocha. So that was the whole shaila. But there's no tzad that he should be better than an oris. And all of a sudden the Gemara's poishit. Rabbi Lezer says that Yofer, and it has to be speaking about with Maima, Nezarayit Nesuin Oisa. So the Rashi, so what happened over here? Before we said for a Dover Poshut, before we said for a Dover Poshut can be better than an Oris, and now all of a sudden we say that, that's better than an Oris. So the Rashi says, Enochadami. Abaye held, it's a difference of opinion. Abaye held, it can't be better than an Oris. And Rav Ami was pushing up. I proved to you that it's better than an oros. And the way we mentioned, according to Al Choner, could be it's Golgot. Abaye held that Maimers had a Rabbonon, and here we have a Rai from Rabbi Loza that Maimers had a Raisa. And if it's a Raisa, it could be it's better than an oros. So we're pushing to Shiloh. Oma Rav Nachman ba Yitzrok my mefer b'shutfes. No, it's not a raya. So the Gemara wants to say, could be it's not a raya. Could be baima eres in oiso. And that what it says, mefer, he can't make a diak, mefer is b'shutfes. He's mefer together with the father. We're just speaking about, I mean, there's a din hafore. There's a din afora of the orus. There's a din afora of the orus. There's din an orus is only made for together be shutvesaat. But he's telling us meifa that he is a koyach afora. That's what we're saying. He is a koyach afora through the maima. How is meifa? The pashteitzach. An orus is meifa together with the yab. But because he is a koyach afora, but the afora is taken be shutves. So he can't be poished anything. L'Rabbi Lozer, the Omer Maime lebeishamai eini koina lelitchais letzore bilvat. Am I meifer b'shutfis? So the pashtus of the Gemara is, all of a sudden, the Gemara understood, they took the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar literally, he's only koine for that. Am I made for b'shutzvus? So why does he have a koine for? He's only koine litchais b'tzora. Amalacha Rabbi Elazar. You misunderstood me. That means I'm only saying that is not koine legamri, that she doesn't need chalitza afterwards. Leisagi lo begita, a get will not be sufficient, al boi nami chalitza. Aber lehofa nederer mi amrin, did I ever say he can't be made for the nederer? I also thought you can be made for the nederer. Better see Rashi. That's what I said. That get alone is sufficient. That's one lashon in the Gemara. Lozo said that what? They need kind of litrais litzore bilvad. So you're asking me, how could he be meifer? Not according to me. It is good. Miktoni yifru yofer ktoni. It doesn't say that both of them are meifer. It says that he himself is meifer. So if it only has a din orus, it should have said yifru. Elohochi b'mayeskinin sha'omad bedin uposkulo mizaynis mishaloi. Let us see Rashi. If you'll say that it's that Maimon is suing Oisa, fine. So then the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar is very good. El Rav Nachman da Amalei Oved Ala Eirisen Minich HaBeshutvis. I wish to disagree in Digduk with what Rav Nachman said. The Yofa Ktani, it says Yofa, he should be Mefer. Yifrumi Boilei. If it, the way he says it, should have said both of them should be Mefer. Elochib Mayaskinen Sha'omda Bedin. So the Gemara answers that the case that Rabbi Elazar says that a Yovam could be Mefer is speaking about a third case in Gans. Lididi afilu beloy maima, Rav Ami acha maima. Veloy rotza lichnais veloy lifter. Now this person did not want to be cooperative with the Yevome. He did not want to make Yibum. He did not want her to give a chalitza. Uposko lo mezaynis mishaloy. So Bezen Paskin, you can't make this woman hang on a string. No yibum, no chalitza. So the Bezdin Paskin is mechuyev to give a mezaynis already. K'vesanya lekamon b'chaylitz omed b'din uborach nizaynis mishal yavam. The mehashta b'aylohu. So after, that means if he has obligations to give a mezaynis, these are obligations similar to, or because of obligations of a husband. That means that Bezdin is also paskening, whatever it is, that you should be a husband, and therefore you have chiyuvim as a husband. So now, this chusei hafore that a husband has, this person is also. The mehash the bailu, valdate nederes, amenashe yirtze. So that's the second mahalach in the Gemara. Let us learn daf lamed. Let's go further. The Mishnah says, shloisha achim, Shnayim mehem nisuyim shtei achoyos, ve'echod nosi nochis. Meis echod mi balei achoyos,
Bekonas nosi nochis es ishtoi umeis.
So they were, the one of the balechoyis died. The nosi nochis was the only one that could be miyam. The other brother, she's an elven achis ishtoi.
So the nochsi nochis was miyabim, the first sister.
Umeis, and now he died.
And now, so his wife, his previous wife, and the Yevoma are falling to the Baal Achais Ishtai.
Harishayne Yaitze Mishum Achais Isha.
So the first wife, the one that fell already, so she, you know, there's no mitzvah of Yivamanor, she's an Achais Isha.
Vashniya Mishum Tzoros.
And the second one is a Tzoros Achais Isha.
Also,
what happens if the Nochis was not Miyabimha, he made Maimer, Mistami holds like Pesilo, that Maimer is only at the Rabbonah, is Nochis, Chayletzes, Veloy Mishyabemes.
So then the Nochis
is Chayletz and not Mishyab. What does Rashi say? Orishayna l'nefila. So the Rishayna means the Achis Isha. So the Gemara says, "Taime the Ovad Bo Maima." When is the halacha that the Shniya is Chaylatzes Veloy Misyabemes? If the Nosi Nochis made Maima with the Achais, with the sister, Haloy Ovad Bo Maima, Nochis Yivu Minami Miyam. If he didn't make Maima with the sister, so you can be Miyam the his wife.
Amar Rav Nachman, Zois, Eimeres, Ein Zike, Vafilo, Bechad, Acha.
We see from this Mishnah that the Tanna holds Ein Zike, Afilo, Bechad, Acha. Let us see Rashi.
Nochis, Yevumi, Nami, Miyabma. V'lo Yemrino,
we don't say, Mishemeis, Baal, Ha'achoyes,
when the first husband of one of the sisters died,
V'novlo, Liyabem,
and she fell a yibum.
Huski kolin nosi nochis, and she became a skuka to the nosi nochis levada.
The albal achoyis leirami, and
her brother-in-law that married her sister, there's no zikir.
The nasis, and she became
nochizu tzarosa bezikir.
So the Nochis became her Tzore, even though the husband, the Baal Nochis, was not Miyab, didn't make Maima to the Achis,
but she became Skuke to the Baal Nochis, and they became Tzores Bezike.
Uchshemeis,
and therefore, as soon as the Baal Nochis died, Teosi HaNochis Ala Nisha Mishim Tzores Achis Isha.
So if you would hold Yezikia, that din should apply.
Vafilu bechad acha kedefrishes.
Because the hid is one ach. The hafa gav the trei achim nino.
In the case of our Mishnah, there's two achim. Ein zu zekuke elo lenosi nochis labadi.
So it's kilo, she's only a skuke to one brother.
So to be a svara to say, you should say Yezikia.
So we see from our Gemara, he holds ein zike.
Let us see the next Mishnah.
Shloisha achim, shnayim mehem nisuyim shtei achoyes, ve'echod nosi nochis,
the same case.
But here, meis hanosi nochis.
The nosi nochis died,
v'konas echod mi balei achoyes es ishtoi,
and one of the balei achoyes was kainis es ishtoi, umeis,
now he died.
Harishayna yoitzis mishum achis isha, shni mishum tzarosa.
Osa bo maimer umeis, nochis chaylatzes, veloy mishyabemes.
So here we say, Harishayna, Rashi says, l'nisuyin.
Here the Harishayna means the first wife, the nosi achis said.
And the first mishnah, the Harishayna means Harishayna l'nefila.
It also means the Achais Isha, but that's
the one that fell is called the Rishayna,
and here the first wife is called the Rishayna.
So the Gemara says, Hasu Lomoli. So why do you have to repeat the same halacha?
What is the chilek In the first Mishnah, it's speaking about that the Baal Hanochis made Maimer with the Achis. The second Mishnah is speaking about that the Baal Achis made Maimer with the Nochis. But we end up with the same thing. We have an Achis Ishe, Natsoras Achis Ishe from Maimer. So what's the Chilek? Hainu Hach. And then the Maesakashi Uma Hosam. The case of the first Mishnah, the Achis Ishe Habitzore Lenochis. That means in the first case, the Nochis was Museddes Liyibum. She was Aymed Liyibum. The Achis Isha came into this bias. They made Maimu with Achis Isha. So you say the Achis Isha is Mavkiya, the Din Yibum, that already was Chal on the Nochis. Achis Isha is Mavkiya, the Din Yibum. Omret Nochis Asuri, you say the Nochis is Asuri. Hoche, the case of our Mishnah. Here it's the other way around. The Nochis became Atzorah to Achis Isha. So that means Achis Isha was never Meusid Liyibum, and now the Nochis becomes a Tveile to the Achis Isha, so she is also no Din Yibum. So L'chayre, this Mishnah is a Kal V'chayma from the first Mishnah. That's why do you need this Mishnah B'chlal? Amar Hosam D'Achis Isha B'tzor L'Nochis. Amrit Nochis Asure, Ochi D'Nochis HaB'tzor L'Achis Isha L'Kolshki. So the Gemara answers as follows. Tone hach, tone bereish. The Tana first learned the second Mishnah. And he held the hach in the first Mishnah, chozilei teire v'shori. He taka held, amir de kechidish. That if the Baal Hanochis made maima with the achis, that the nochis is misyabemes. Because the Nochis had a din yibum on her, and the Maimer in the Achois is not strong enough to mafkia the din Maimer, the din yibum. Bahach kozil atayre v'shori. So held in the first case, the din will be, you'll be miyabim the Nochis, even though she's at tzores achis isha b'maimer. Then later the Tana changed his mind. The Tana came to the conclusion that afilu in the first case, where the Nochis was a medesles yabim, and then the Achis Isha came in through Maimer, he also held that she's also v'asamemelus. And then he said the chiddush of the first mishnah, but v'aydu the chvivolei. And since this was a mechudish to commission, so he said this first. The second Mishnah remained. So that's why we have these two Mishnahs, even though in reality we don't need the second Mishnah, because the second Mishnah is a Kal V'chayimah from the first Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Hainu hach v'cholshkenu. The hach d'amah hosam d'nochis ikon nesuhi. The ikon nesuhi was the nochis. The achis isha nochlolel. The achis isha came into the bayis. The nasis tzoros the b'mayma. Osros, hoche the achis isha ikon nesuhi. Leikoshkin the sura nochis hi tveila. She's a tofu to an erbe. So the Gemara says, otone bereshe mishna achroine, ho otone bereshe mishna achroine zu shon atchila. The first Mishnah, he didn't want to say, Mishim Dachozi Lateya. He held that the Tanachis is Takamut, Oil the Nachis Ika, so that, Ha Dachozi Lisura Mishim Dimikomokim Tzorosahi. Later he came to the conclusion that it's still also, because she's fought at Tzoros Erbe. Betanya, I did the Kochaviva, lay the Chidishu Agdame, the Sulabat Zorchla Mishna Seif, Oil the Nishnis, Loizozo Mim Kaima. Let us see Taisvis, Shloisha Achim. So Taisvis is a different gears than the two Mishnahis. Pach Reisha Gersinen, Arishayna Yaitse Mishem Achis Ishe, Verishayna Lenefila Kama. Tmidi Beperik Beis, then the Saiser, Bebobe Ashniya, Gersinen Ashniya Yaitse. Not the way Rashi says the one Rishayna means Lenefila, one Rishayna means Lenesuin. Omar Rav Nachman, Zeis Melsen, Zika Temish Laidigdek Rav Nachman, Amasisen Bereish Piketza. The Chaviv alay Agdama b'sham mekayim is ain doichik loy mekayim.
Alama zu vein tzorch leime zu ketani. Person says the first mission, the second mission tak is ein tzorch leime. A kandach a kleime kein lefisha bava shleime de lei tzricha hi. This is above a shleime, which doesn't have to be said at all. So that's why the Gemara said this whole Megillah, that first the Tana held that the tzir of the first Mishnah is takemuta, and when it was chayza, his Mishnah lay zosam im kaima.